Over the years, I've occasionally gotten up on my soapbox to plead the case of buffalo grass as the best way to go if you want a lawn on the high plains. I know most folks want that deep green that looks like a golf course or a Kentucky thoroughbred pasture, but our lack of water, plus a plethora of heat and wind, calls out for a native grass that can survive our prairie extremes. I decided to spend our final visit with horticulturalists Don Lonberg and Matt Lutz talking about lawns, or the lack of them, in Zurich landscapes.
Buffalo grass is ideal or gamma.
Yeah.
And it's hard to find the gamma, which is also goes by the common name eyelash grass. It's hard to find seed for it. Buffalo grass is pretty common. But that's my soapbox. I just tell folks, work out your lawn. Have nice grass paths. You need a little green void, that nice little patch of whatever. If you want it to be fescue, that's fine.
One final thing I'd add on the lawn, too. Besides buffalo grass, it's not as drought tolerant, but it's better than fescue. It'd be a Bermuda grass lawn. We're switching to a different type of Bermuda this year that has the old-fashioned Riviera fine Bermuda that's been commonly used, blended with just a little bit of a southern Bermuda. It's not going to be as winter hardy here, but it germinates faster, so it's going to come up and create kind of a nurse crop to hold everything in place until the Riviera gets its feet underneath it. And then over the course of a couple years, the Riviera takes over. And also, if you feel you must have fescue because you want a putting green or something to that effect, don't cut it short. Try and keep it up around 3 or even 4 inches tall. The more grass on top, the more root system it's going to have underneath, the more cooling over the ground you're going to get from it, so it's going to use less water that way. And then I also always recommend incorporating or spreading just a little bit of compost over your yard in the spring and the fall, just to help try and build up some organic material in the soil underneath there.
Thanks, guys, very much. If people have questions, they can come out here to Ward's Garden Center and find you. Mm-hmm. They can contact me at the station, and I'll ask for you. This concludes our 7-part series on xeriscaping on the High Plains. I hope you've enjoyed the weekly outing to Ward's Garden Center, and if you missed any of our talks with Don and Matt, you can find the entire series on our website at hppr.org.